Well, welcome to a Panthers podcast. Here we are in the middle of the off season. Thought we'd get the gang together to talk about some of the signings so far and what the people's feelings are on the way the roster is building for 26-27. Sadly, can't be joined by Ken Feast. He's busy tonight, but I am delighted to say I'm joined by Jono Bollard, Dan Green, and Chris Gadsby. Good evening, gentlemen.
Evening, guys.
Evening, Chris.
Because you've got a lot on, Greeno, I know you can't maybe stay for the whole time. You're a busy man. Let's start with a netminder, since you are the resident netminder in the group. Panthers have pulled off a real coup in getting Matt Robson to sign for the 26-27 season. The Coventry Blaze netminder, of course, spent 2 years at the Sky Dome, was named on the second All-Star team last season. He's got DEL experience too, a very experienced netminder who's really been sort of red hot the last couple of years, especially last season. Greener, what sort of netminder do you think Panthers are getting in Matt Robson?
Oh, I think they're getting a top netminder. I think you kind of covered all the bases there, really. You know, all the checkpoints you want. You know, he's played in good leagues. I think, you know, I didn't really realize some of the leagues he played in until I kind of looked him up when we signed him. As you say, some DEL experience, and obviously a lot of experience playing at home. I think the fact he's played in this league is huge. You know, we know how this league's a little bit different to some other leagues around Europe. You know, he's won a lot of games in this league. Obviously now, you know, you will have got to spend a lot of time with him recently, you know, away with the national team. And so you'll probably know him, you know, more personally, better than any of us. I've met him once or twice, but yeah, top netminder. He was great for Coventry. He was, you know, really solid for GB. He seems like a really good guy. And I just think he's a real backbone piece. You know, he's at a good age where hopefully he can stay for a few years. You can build a team around him. Yeah, so I just think all round top signing.
And when you look at a netminder making a move, he'll come across, won't he, Greener, to Nottingham? But he'll come across with a reputation, won't he? I mean, people know what a quality netminder he is. And what was interesting was he said in the interview that we put out today, he said, you know, I thrive in a hostile situation. You know, he said, so, you know, what I like about that is he clearly, you know, revels going into somewhere like Cardiff or Sheffield, even Manchester. I mean, I could name a lot of places, but, you know, clearly he's saying that, you know, when the going gets tough, you know, he feels as though he's in a good spot. That's good to hear from your netminder, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I think obviously, you know, playing for Coventry, you know, first of all, they had those rivalries with the likes of Cardiff, you know, really fierce rivalry there. And I think playing in that Coventry rink week in, week out, although it's not the biggest in terms of, you know, number of people, the atmosphere, the energy, you know, obviously he was always the home goalie, but it is quite a hostile atmosphere in Coventry. And you know, he will have played in a lot of those Coventry Nottingham games. He came into Nottingham. You know, obviously we won that Challenge Cup final, but that would have been a hostile environment. You know, they were the underdog. We obviously had the majority of the fans, and you know, he was really good in that game. So yeah, I think he's played in some massive games. Obviously, you know, playing those games for GB, massive underdog, faced a, you know, a lot of shots, tough shots in those games. And yeah, I think it's just great to hear that he's ready to come here and put up a good fight, hopefully.
Okay, on to you, Jono. Appreciate you jumping straight on after a day at Alton Towers. I think you've been back literally seconds. Let's start with Joe Hazeldine, because he's a player that I know, obviously, we've all seen, you know, in his previous Panthers stints, but, you know, you've probably kept an eye on him more in his career as well. You saw him at Manchester, didn't you, when you were working for them, and obviously at the junior level. Just tell us, I mean, it's a great little signing, isn't it?
Fantastic signing. Really happy to see Joe back at Panthers. And the reason being is he's developed into such a good defenseman, where he's now, you know, an easy pick in the Great Britain lineup. And the thing is, he's gone away. He had that initial stint at Panthers. He went away to Manchester, really developed his game at the Storm under Ryan Finnerty. Then he went to Hungary and had, you know, half a season playing in the Erste Liga. Really great experience for him. Had those 40 games where he played for us in 23-24. I thought he was excellent that season for us. And then went to Glasgow, and he's had another two seasons, a season and a half under Corey Nielsen, who I know has been a great mentor to him throughout his career as well. And now I think he comes back to us and he looks pretty much the finished article as far as a D-man goes. He's been getting, time on ice of about 19-20 minutes a night. And he really is like establishing himself as a really, really good blue line player. And I think it's fantastic that we managed to get him back again. And as you said, he's a player I've followed a lot throughout his junior career, from sort of under 15s, under 16s, right up to now. So yeah, I'm very, very happy to see him come back.
I'll come to you in a minute, Chris, but before we move on to the other re-signings and new signings, I think we'll all talk now about Josh Tetlow, and I'll come to you first, Greeno, because someone, of course, you know really well. I think Tet's made this decision probably at the back end of the season. He kept it quiet. I think only his teammates really knew about the decision he was wanting to make. I think a lot of people, hoped he would change his mind, to be honest. But Tet's, he went away quietly, really. No one really knew, apart again from his GB teammates, that it was going to be his last game. If you did spot the Guard of Honor, I know some people noticed that as Doughty and Ben Bounce went off, if you were watching the broadcast from Switzerland, that Tet's then followed, but again in such a modest way. Tet's just, he didn't want to fuss, and that's why it's been quite low key with Tet's, and that just shows a lot about his character. But I think Panther's going to miss him. He was a dependable man back there. He represented Panthers, all over Europe in the biggest games, domestically as well. A great guy on the ice. You just need to see how he was. He was picked for four successive top flight tournaments in the top division by GB. That shows how high they rated him. And he ends up playing for the Panther for over 400 times. They're going to miss him. We're going to miss him, aren't we, Greener?
Yeah, I think saying that he didn't get a big send off and he didn't really say much, like, that just speaks so much for Josh. That's just typical him. They're nothing against, obviously, people that obviously got that send off, but yeah, he just wants to disappear. And he hates being the center of attention. And yeah, I think they will. I think he'll be one of those people. It's one of those, you sort of, what's the saying, you don't realize what you've got till it's gone. And I think, yeah, I think he'll be a big hole. And I think, people don't realize how long he's been there. And he's been the assistant captain for a few years. And, I remember him coming in as just a, quiet, really young lad. And he, in that dressing room, he was a big vocal piece of it. And yeah, he was just, super humble, great guy. And he just kind of got on with his job day in, day out. He's the most low maintenance, laid back, easygoing guy you could ever meet. And you don't get too many of those guys now. So yeah, I think we'll really miss him. Obviously, bringing Joe in kind of helps fill that void on the ice. But yeah, I think he's a big character around the team, and he's definitely a big presence on the ice as well.
What do you want to add, Chris, on there, along the same lines that you've been hearing from me and Greener?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I didn't realize until the article came out just how many Panthers games he'd played. He's someone who, has always been around for a good few years, but it's not until you sit down and you look at it, you realize just how many times he put that Panthers jersey on. And I think, one of those kind of, one of those players that's like an Ollie Betteridge, that's just kind of like Panthers through and through, really. And he has been a staple of a Panthers team for so long. But then, as you said, someone who doesn't like to be in the limelight, so to speak, but at the same time will always stop and chat to you if you ask, no matter what the score line was, particularly in that tunnel. If we go, oh, Josh, can we just grab you for, a quick chat, then he would always have given a chat to you. So yeah, he's going to be a big player miss for the Panthers. But yeah, I think, as Greener says, having Joe Hazeldine coming in really, helps to fill that void a little bit.
Jono, thoughts on Tets?
Just top lad. Always humble, always just such a nice guy, but pulled that jersey on and gave everything that he got. out on the ice every single shift without fail. And I think you forget how long he's played it. I think he joined with Jordan Kelso back in 2016. Was it 2018? Sorry. And it's such a long time that he's played for the club. And I think it did come a bit out of the blue. It came as a bit of a shock to most people that he was retiring, because you think he's only what, 28 years old, and he's just been playing in like one of the highest rated international tournaments in the world, aside from the Olympic Games. So, he's gone out at the top. He's gone out, on a high. He's been part of three trophy winning teams over the past 2 seasons. You've got nothing but gratitude for everything that he's given to this organization.
Absolutely, and he moves on. He's got a job away from the sport, so good on him. And obviously, I don't think he'll be a stranger. I'm sure we'll see him and Lauren down at the Motorpoint Arena in the coming weeks and months. Greener on to Zsombor Garat then, signed back. I think many of us thought he was done. It is, I don't know whether you saw his Instagram message, but to me that looked like a goodbye. Maybe he was just teasing the fans, or I don't know. But the message did feel like it was a goodbye. But I'm absolutely thrilled that he's coming back. Saw him a few times at the World Championship as well. Got to say as well, he was very humble. Night after GB lost 5-0 to Hungary. One of my roles with GB is to go into what they call the mix zone, and every single player from both sides has to walk through there. And if you do a TV interview, each team's media manager gets a WhatsApp message from the reporter saying, "I'd like to speak to X." So I was, got a couple of TV mix zone interviews in there, and then they walk round and they can get picked up by radio and newspaper journalists. And that one's a bit of a free for all. That one's a bit more chaotic. Anyway, Zsombor did an interview for Hungarian TV. Absolutely ecstatic. You could see the glee in his eyes. And then he walked down, and I was standing at the end just waiting for some GB players again to finish their interviews. And we had a short chat, but he was really humble, bless him. And yeah, fair play to him and to Hungary, who avoided relegation and they stayed in the top division for another year. But going back to you, Greener, that was just my little story about seeing him at the Worlds, and it was lovely to see him. This was before his signing had been announced. But no, Greener, massive part. I mean, probably, it's not fair wrong to say one of the best D-men in the league last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think again, he's one of those guys that I wouldn't say go under the radar, but you wouldn't, you would think, if you think of our D, it's obviously Cooper and David Noel getting a lot of points, and Belfast have Mike Lee, and there's Alignie in Cardiff, a few guys that kind of stand out. But I think under the radar, he kind of does it, a little bit quieter. He, sort of 12, 15 goals. Plenty of points, really physical. He penalty kills. He's just one of those guys that you win with. He's a winner. He's a shot blocker. His physicality. He barely misses a game. I think in the 2 years he's been here, he missed a couple towards the end of last year or so. But yeah, no, he's a warrior, and he's probably maybe not your sort of standout, typical, stud offensive defenseman, but he's probably the next one under that. And if you want to challenge for trophies and titles, he's a must-have, I think.
Let's move on to the forwards. Chase Pearson, that's going to fall to you, Jono. Chase had a pretty decent start to his Panthers career, helped us win two trophies. I just got a feeling we'll see even more from Chase next season. I think it's a key part of the cog. He would have known now what it's like to play in the UK for a year. Some of the things we watched him do. I remember times when we would come and talk afterwards after a game going, "How good was he?" When Chase is on form, he can dominate a game from start to finish. It's a good cog in the wheel, isn't it, Jono?
Great re-signing. Really, really happy to see Chase back, because top goal scorer on the team last season with 26. And like you say, I think he'll come in knowing what to expect. I mean, it was all new to him at the start of last year, first time playing in this country. But he seemed to settle in pretty quickly. I think now he knows what it's all about. What to expect, what the standard of the league is like as well. I think we will see an even better season from Chase Pearson next year.
Absolutely, I think so too. Matt Alfaro, Chris Gadsby, one of the first names to be announced by the club for next season. Massive player. I think he's just so good at both ends of the ice. Can't remember what were Danny's words. He's like a bull, and plays a great 200-foot game. Yeah, I just think he's defensively responsible. You know, he can set guys up. We've seen him score some beautiful goals. A coast to coast goal springs to mind. Can't remember who it was against. Was
Guildford.
captain last year. Thank you, Jono. I just think he was a vital part, and the fact that, you know, he loves it here. He was talking to me very early on in the season, last season, saying, "I want to be part of this club's future for a while now." So that's a massive one again, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's somebody who, came into Panthers for 24-25 and just immediately clicked with the fan base, with the city, understood how important this club is to the people of Nottingham and its fans. And he just embodied the values that the likes of Danny Omar and Linton look for in players to be Nottingham Panthers. And he put up a good number of points across both seasons, a great player to have back. I think he will, work very well with the, obviously been with Ollie and Jordan a lot, Chase last season as well. I think he'll live off the strong net minding and defence that Panthers seem to be putting together so far this season as well. And I think he'll have another really good year and put up a lot of points for Panthers again.
Yeah, good shout. Greener, what about your boy Ollie? You know, obviously now entering his 11th full season. He's been around a lot longer than that. He's had part seasons as well when he was a youngster. Made his debut, didn't he, at just 15 years old. He's gone away with GB. He's had another solid tournament for GB, scored against an NHL netminder in that final game. A beautiful wraparound from Ollie in that game. But again, you know, Nottingham through and through. He can penalty kill. He's potent offensively. You know, what's your thoughts on Ollie coming back?
Yeah, I think he's a no-brainer, isn't he? As you said, he just had a really good tournament with GB. I made fun of him for that goal because I said I hadn't seen someone score a wraparound goal in about 25 years. But yeah, no, as you said, he's Nottingham through and through. He gives his all every game, and just like he did for GB, he penalty kills, he blocks shots. He's not always getting the top minutes where he's going to be one of our leading point scorers, but he does so many other things. And I think with a guy like Josh Tetlow retiring, again, it's important to keep, experienced local guys around. Him and Jordan will sort of fill that role. And, he's just turned into a leader again. He came here, as a young kid, basically. And, he's turned into one of the biggest leaders. He wears the A. And I know he's a real leader in that dressing room. And, I think fans, obviously, kind of are really close with him because he's been here for so long. He's just one of those guys. And yeah, he'll be a massive part of the team. He sort of touches the game in lots of other areas, like the penalty killing and the physicality. And he always seems to chip in with some big goals. So yeah, it's an absolute no-brainer.
You talk about people wearing the A. Probably one guy who's been unlucky not to wear the A in his career so far is Jordan Kelsall, another one of those British players that you know, although he doesn't wear the letter, he is a leader. Again, Nottingham through and through. Big Notts County fan, of course. He was buzzing the other night as Notts County got promoted to League One. So good on them and good on him. But yeah, Jordan Kelsall, going to come to you, Jono, for this one. Just so dependable. Like, never lets the Panthers down. Doesn't matter whether he plays on the fourth line or he needs to play up some lines, or maybe Danny Stewart needs him to play on defence. He will drop the gloves when sort of the opportunity arises. If there's a confrontation, he never backs down. You don't see him shying away. He'll go and dig a puck out of the corner. We've seen him score some great goals as well in his career. He can do a bit of everything. And again, and I keep saying it, but these are, you know, if Panthers are going to compete, these are important cogs in the wheel.
Yeah, key player, role player. You play plays his role exceptionally well. And I think the last player I was talking about was Chase Pearson. For every Chase Pearson, you need a Jordan Kelso. You know, he is a part of that jigsaw that makes a team. Another player who wears his heart on his sleeve and gives 100% every single shift, every time he's out on the ice, he just gives everything that he's got. And you can't ask any more than that. And you've seen him develop over the seasons that he's been with us into just a fantastic role player who plays his role so well and never, and like you say, never ever lets the team down. And you know, it was again, as Dan said, that Ollie was a no-brainer for me. Jordan is exactly the same.
Let's have a little chat about Patrick Larkin. I mean, some of you guys, you know, may not know too much about him. Obviously, a player that's been in and around the GB squad. He had a few games in the European Cup of Nations. Saw him play there in Edinburgh in February. He didn't make the GB squad for this tournament just gone in Switzerland. But he started at, really. I mean, he's kind of, when he was a youngster, he played at the Okanagan Hockey Academy. Came alongside Jordan Kelso there. They were coached by Pete Russell. But then he went away to play the rest, really, of his junior and his college career there. Played at the top Canadian International Hockey Academy, which is huge, really, really a top academy there, as well as the Ontario Hockey Academy. And then he played in the U Sports, which is where Panthers get quite a few players from. You look at their career, and they play in the U Sports, of course. Played for 4 seasons there for McGill. Just looking at like I looked around, how he was described by players, and actually he can play on defense too. But he's got unbelievable wheels and edge control, you know. So clearly, we're going to see a fast player, somebody new to the league in terms of hasn't played in the Elite League before. But as he spoke about in his interview, he knows the guys in the league. He's watched the league. I think he said he'd watched the previous two playoff finals. He certainly was there at the last weekend at the previous one just gone. How intrigued are you by Patrick Larkin, Chris Gadsby, and what he can bring?
Yeah, I think as you said, he's somebody who, you know, may well not have been on a lot of people's radars, but I think a player like him, what it shows is that these junior players, and we know, I mean, it's a whole of a podcast about the number of, you know, British juniors that are having to go over abroad to find stuff, and you know, that, as I said, that's not something to get into, but I think what it shows is that the management team, you know, Daniel Linton's Romars, are really keeping tabs on what all of these youngsters are doing and who's got, you know, the potential to come through, who they're looking at and going, they can do a job for the Panthers. And I think he's an exciting, you know, player that Panthers can pick up. I mean, you think realistically he's going to be at least starting, honestly, on that fourth line, almost kind of where Finlay Ulrich was, but you know, that fourth line, as we've seen, has done quite a good job for Panthers over the last few years of getting points when they need to and really locking down when they need to as well. So I think he's a player that, you know, Panthers can certainly mould into their way of playing and give, you know, certainly give contributions throughout the course of the season. But yeah, he's certainly a player that I'm looking forward to seeing.
Jono, you must have come across him at some stage in your, you know, junior commentary or stuff like that.
I haven't actually.
Oh, wow.
No, he's one that I've not really seen. I remember his dad, Brian, playing for Swindon.
Yeah.
That was mid-90s when he was big player for Swindon. His dad was, but no, he's not. I've obviously heard the name because I knew he'd been in and around Great Britain. I think he's got some under 18 and under 20 caps, and then obviously played in the European Cup of Nations as well. So he was, I was aware of him, but no, not one I've actually seen play live. So that's something to look forward to later on in the sort of late summer, early autumn.
Greener, have you seen him play?
I haven't seen him play. I've seen him skate a few times. I think a couple of summers ago, he's obviously the same age and he's good friends with Cade, and you know, he's been sort of under Corey and Logan and stuff. So I think he skated a couple of times in the summer here with like obviously some of the local guys. So I have seen him on the ice, but obviously I won't take, you know, too much out of that. But I just think the good thing is, you know, nothing against obviously the younger guys, but you know, he's not a, you know, 19-year-old untested, you know, he's 25, like he's a man, he's, you know, in college in McGill. You know, he would have been playing against men. He would have been playing against other 22, 23, 24-year-olds. You know, we've seen some of those college teams come over here in pre-season. And, you know, I'm sure he wasn't a superstar for those teams, but, you know, they've caused us problems. There, it's a good level of hockey. He'll be well coached. You know, he'll be a strong kid. And yeah, you know, it's his first time turning pro, but it's, you know, like I say, we've seen those teams play, and they've got players that could play on our, you know, top two lines, let alone maybe a third and fourth line. So, you know, it's kind of wait and see, but I don't think he'll come in here and, you know, try and get his feet wet. And he's a young kid, and he's going to be nervous. He's coming in as a, you know, he'll be the same age as quite a few of the imports on our team, and I expect him to come in and, you know, fight for those sort of big positions on the ice. So it'll be really interesting to, you know, to see him and see how good he is. But, you know, I don't think it's necessarily one for the future. I think they're expecting him to come in and be a pretty good player straight away.
Yeah, interesting. You said you've seen him on the ice. You may have been on the ice with him because he did say his connection with Nottingham started 10 years ago, when he was on the ice as like a 15-year-old. So you may well have been on the ice then with him, Greener. He said he would go on with Clarkie and people like that in Corey Nielsen's days as coach. So
Yeah,
you
so
know that.
maybe then, because Cade would all, you know, whether it was like Clarkie's boy, Cade,
Yeah.
Logan, there was always a bunch of those sort of younger players on. So yeah, it could well have been, but
So yeah.
yeah, as you say, probably pretty young then. But no, I remember seeing him definitely more recently with those guys, like in the summer. So yeah, you know, if he can skate with the likes of them, and you know, he's obviously played with Cade and those kind of guys growing up. So you know, if he's anything like Cade Nielsen, then we've got ourselves a gem.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, we'll stick with you, Greener. Did you smile last Sunday around about what, 5 o'clock?
Oh, it was later than that. It was like, yeah, it was like
Six.
the 99th minute right before 6 o'clock. I certainly had a smile. Yeah, I certainly did. Yeah, what an awful 90 minutes, but at the end of it, yeah, it was pretty good. So yeah, I
Anyone who doesn't know what yet.
just need PSG to win on Saturday, and it'll be
Yeah, I've got a son sat across from me who's now not your mate anymore, Greener.
I can't have him do the double.
Come on, for
I
Bobby.
can't.
Just for Bobby.
I know, but I've got to have them never had a European trophy. I
Good.
can't have them. I can't have them ticking that box, because the problem is they're going to dominate next year in the Premier League as well. So yeah, I think
Anyway.
I'm in for a rough few years.
He's nodding. He's agreeing with that point.
Yeah,
Listen, guys,
they will.
it's great to catch up. We'll catch up again. Hopefully, Ken won't be busy. I thought now it was the summer that we'd get Ken not as busy, but no, he's a busy man. But listen, great to catch up with you, and I'm sure we'll catch up again soon when there's more signings to report, and I'm sure they won't be too far away. Thanks for joining us on this Panthers podcast.